Whether you're shopping for grads, getting an early gift for dad, or just looking for a little something new or used for your shelf, you'll find it at HPB. And you'll get almost everything for an extra 20% off during the big sale at Half Price Books this Memorial Day weekend. Saturday, May 25th through Monday, May 27th, save big in-store at your local Half Price Books and at HPB.com. Offer cannot be combined with other coupons. Exclusions apply. To learn more, visit HPB.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
When it comes to weight management, we tend to focus on what we eat. But Noom's approach puts the focus on why we eat. That's a game changer. Noom uses science and personalization to help you manage your weight for the long term. Their psychology-based approach helps build better habits and behaviors that are easier to maintain. The best part? You decide how Noom fits into your life, not the other way around. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com to sign up today.
And welcome back, everybody, to another episode of MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Monday, September 18th edition. Hope you all had a great weekend. Football, golf, baseball, and more going on. Week 2 NFL almost in the books. Two games on Monday night to have some fun there. But tons of great stuff from the sports world and much, much more. You can find me on Twitter at BDEntrek, B-D-E-N-T-R-E-K. Here to preview tonight's 8-game slate. Hopefully I have a cheat sheet out for you as well on Monday in the Game of the Edge Fantasy Discord. So tons of fun stuff there. Let's look at the totals that we have for now on this 8-game slate. White Sox, Nats, 9. Phillies, Braves, 9. Brewers, Cardinals, 9. Red Sox, Rangers, 8.5. Orioles, Astros, 8.5. Mariners, A's, 7.5. Rockies, Padres, 8. Tigers, Dodgers, 8.5. There is some good pitching on this slate, but also some great spots to attack bats. So it should be a fun, spread-out slate. Let's get cracking on the pitching. If you can afford Freddy Peralta at 11-3, I am all aboard the train. I've been pumping this train for a long time. Coming off 33 points in his last outing, he has 30 or more in 3 of his last 5. He has 25 or more in 4 of his last 5. No, 5 of his last 6. You can go back to 20 or more for like 8 of his last 9. The dude's been ridiculous. Faces a Cardinals team that is slowing down quite a bit. And over the last month, 22.5% K rate, 226 average, 147 ice over his righties. So if you can afford Freddy Peralta, all aboard that train. But in reality, we're going to save some money on this slate to get some bats, because there's some big boy bats that we want to target. Michael Wacha, $8,900 at home against the Colorado Rockies. Got shelled by the Dodgers, hit around a bit by Philadelphia. Prior to that, pitched great against the Giants. So pick your poison here. You got the Rockies coming out of a week in Coors Field. That's usually a plus. 25% carry versus righties, 250 average, 154 ISO. Wacha's on the board at $8,900. You can still save some more money. You got Jomo, Jordan Montgomery, $8,000 at home against the Boston Red Sox. Montgomery, 7 shutout with 3 Ks against Toronto his last time out. Got smacked around by Oakland and Minnesota's previous 2 starts, but overall having a really, really strong season. We know the ups and downs that Jomo can bring to the mound, and when he's on, he's really on. He takes on a Boston team on Monday who strikes out over 27% of the time versus lefties over the past month. 247 average. They do have that 218 ISO, though. That's always a little terrifying, but a respectable average and a lot of punch-outs for the Red Sox, and at $8,000, Jomo could be your dude when it comes to that. Now, if you just want to punt pitching, I got 2 pitchers down here below $8,000 that you can ride with, and then we'll see where things go from there. The first, Mike Clevinger, $7,600 at the Washington Nationals. Clevinger coming off back-to-back gems, 6 innings, 2 earned, 7 Ks, 7 shutout innings with 7 Ks his last 2 starts. Casey at Detroit, got beat up by Detroit, shut down Oakland for 7 innings, 1 earned, 10 Ks. So he has 20 or more points in 3 of his last 4, 30 or more in 2 of his last 4. The upside's definitely there. But he does take on a national team, a pesky national team, 20% K versus righties, but only a 239 average and a 135 ISO. So K's might not be there in bunches for Clevinger, but he could put together another solid start for $7,600. Helps you get some bats. The dude I really like, actually very popular on this slate, is one Brian Wu, or one should say Brian Wu of the Seattle Mariners, $7,200 at the Oakland Athletics. Wu threw 5 2/3 shutout, 8 Ks against the Angels his last time out. Got beat up in Great American, whoop-de-doo. Then prior to that, 6 shutout with 5 Ks against the Oakland Athletics. So 2 of his last 3 starts basically knock out the Great American start. 2 straight starts of 25 or more DK points, which we love to see. Now you get an Oakland Athletics team, 26% K rate, 26.4% K rate versus righties, 232 average, 183 ISO. Wu should be very popular and for good reason on this slate at 72. I'm all aboard the Wu train. So recapping, if you can pay for Freddie, pay for Freddie. Otherwise, yeah, Walk at 89, Jomo 8K, Clevenger 76, Wu 72. If I'm going single entry, I'm going Clevenger, I'm going Wu, and I'm shooting for the moon when it comes to bats on this slate.
Fads come and go, and nowhere more than in the world of weight loss. That's why Noom has created weight management programs that are made to last. Noom uses science and personalization so you can manage your weight for the long term. Their psychology-based approach helps you build better habits and behaviors that are easier to maintain. And they help you understand the science behind your eating choices and why you have those cravings. Noom's personalized courses are easy to follow and will help grow your confidence with tools you can put into practice on day one. The best part? You decide how Noom fits into your life, not the other way around. And based on a sample of 4,272 Noomers, 98% say Noom helps change their habits and behaviors for good. So stop chasing health trends and join the millions who have lost weight with Noom. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com to sign up for your trial today.
There's no I in team, but there is one in Indeed, and that's the hiring platform that you need to build yours. When you're hiring, you need Indeed. Instead of spending hours on multiple job sites searching for candidates with the right skills, Indeed's a powerful hiring platform that can help you do it all. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it makes hiring all in one place so easy because Indeed does the hard work for you. They show you the candidates whose resumes on Indeed fit your description immediately after you post so you can hire faster. Join more than 3 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Start hiring now with a $75 sponsored job credit to upgrade your job post at Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. Offer good for a limited time. Claim your $75 credit now at Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. And support the show by saying that you heard it on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Speaking of bats on this 8-game Monday slate, catcher's position for you here. Will Smith should be back in there at $5,400 versus Erod. I'll probably pass, but he's there if you need him. I start with William Contreras at 51 versus Wainwright. That'd be a pay-up spot I like because I love attacking Wainwright. You got Mitch Garver back at 45 versus Crawford if you want that. Yainer Diaz at 43 is a great price tag versus John Means. I know Means is a great story. He's back, all that good stuff. Astros bats are on fire. I love an Astros stack going against Means and a hungover Baltimore Orioles team as they're celebrating like crazy for clinching a postseason spot, then getting on a plane and flying to Houston. So the Astros are a big boy spot here. Give me Yainer Diaz at $4,300. Some cheaper options, though, for you when you go below 4K. Jonah Heim is 38 versus Crawford. That's a good price tag as well. If you're not using Clevenger, Kyber Ruiz is 36. I prefer Jonah Heim at 38, but both are there. Or go to Luis Campusano at $3,200 against the lefty Ty Block and the Colorado bullpen. So Campusano gives you a nice little bit of savings there, too. So some nice options there in the low, mid to low 3K range. And then wait for lineups if you need a super punt because nothing stands out right now. First base, you got Matty Olson versus Wheeler, if you want to. You got Freddie Freeman against Erod at 61, if you want to. Harper is there at 59 versus Wright. I do like the Phillies versus Kyle Wright. That is definitely a spot to keep your attention to. But you could probably save some money here. Nathaniel Lowe at 46 versus Crawford. Spencer Torkelson at 45 versus Lance Lynn. We know Lynn likes to give up the long ball. What's Torkelson like to do? Hit the long ball. It's a great situation there. Savings-wise, Jose Abreu's 4K versus Means. Carlos Santana could be a sneaky good one at $3,900 versus Wainwright. Just a few games removed from 2 home runs, a double dong night on Friday night from Santana. He's 39 versus Waino, so that's a good spot there for Carlos Santana. Going down even cheaper, though. Ty France versus a lefty at 37 versus Sears. Always intriguing. Andrew Vaughn, interesting, against Adon at 34. It's nice GPP value as well. I love Adon when he's cheap versus a guy that you can hit home runs off of. That is Mr. Adon. So you got that going for you with Andrew Vaughn. And then after that, when you're looking for even cheaper plays here, like Dom Smith versus Clevinger, if you're not using Clevinger, sure. I could see that at 28. Gavin Sheets at 26 versus Adon. Garrett Cooper at 26 versus Blotch. So you got a couple cheapies down here if you need them. But I like that like 3 to 4K range as a couple nice options for sure. Second base for you, you got Mookie Betts is always available. He's 66 versus Erod. But Jose Altuve at 62 versus Means, especially in your Houston stacks. Very nice play. Going down cheaper, though, you got Bryson Stott versus Wright at 46. He'd be a guy to look at. Even cheaper if you want to target some Lance Lynn. Mentioned Torque. You got Zach McKinstry at 37. I'm not going all in on Detroit, but I wouldn't be shocked if Detroit has some fun against Lance Lynn. Low threes into the twos now. A little bleak here, honestly. Monasterio, if he's in the Milwaukee lineup, he's 31 versus Wainwright. Not in love with it, but it's there. Luis Garcia went deep for Washington on Sunday. He's 3K versus Clevinger. Again, don't love it, but it's there. Andy Abanez at 29, similar. I actually like Abanez over Garcia, if we're going to split hairs there. But at second base, I'm probably paying up if I have to on this one. Third base, you got Austin Riley is okay, but Bregman at 55 versus Means, I'm there for that. A few others, though. Muncy, Machado at 5K versus Blotch is very nice. I know he's been very tilting, but a good spot. Josh Young might be back in the Texas lineup. He's 47 versus Crawford. Keep an eye on that. We got our boy Eugenio Suarez against the lefty at 41. We love that for tournaments. Josh Donaldson's actually hitting well since coming back up. He's 4K versus Wainwright. Another Tiger, and Matt Vierling is 38 versus Lynn. So that Suarez, Donaldson, Vierling range right there, really not too shabby if you really want to break it all down. And then there's not a ton of value on this slate. I'm kind of liking it, which makes you need to, you know, our pitching philosophy might be necessary. Shortstop position, you got Corey Seager always in play at 67. Machado at 5K, third base shortstop eligible, which still makes me laugh. CJ Abrams at 47 versus Clevinger is fine. Willie Adames versus Wainwright at 43 is outstanding. That's a great tournament play. You got McKinstry. If you're not using Jomo, Sedan Rafaela leading off for Boston, outfield shortstop at 35. He is swinging a red hot bat. So Rafaela at 35 is one I like as well. And then after his $3,500 price tag, not a ton at shortstop. This is beautiful. I like these slates without the obvious value. Outfield position for you. You got Betts at 66, J-Rod at 65, which is really nice. You got Yordan and Tucker at 6K and 58, respectively, versus Means. All great plays. If you want to go cheaper, though, Schwarbaum's at 56 versus Wright is there. Lubob at 55 versus Adon, both in play for you. Just Dong Martinez, JD Martinez is 52 versus Erod. That is a stinky good play because I think most don't want to play up higher or go cheaper. JD versus a lefty like Erod in tournaments is very, very enticing. Going down below 5K, you got Adam Duvall versus lefty Jomo at 46. That's not bad. Farther down, is Kerry Carpenter versus Lynn at 45 in tournaments is really, really nice because not many are going to go to Detroit. As much as everyone talks trash on Lance Lynn, on a slate like this, most won't go to Detroit because also a lot of the big Detroit guys are at least reasonably like mid-4K price tag, mid-3K to mid-4K. So they're not like the Uber punts they once were, which makes it also quite intriguing. You got Chaz McCormick at 44 versus John Means. I like that against a lefty there. Going down to low fours, Vierling at 38 into the threes. Vierling at 38 is an option. Willier Abreu probably won't play versus a lefty, but he's 37, so I'm going to keep an eye on. Evan Carter has been crushing baseballs for Texas. He's 36 versus Cutter Crawford, so he's a bit of a value. Sedan Rafaela at 35, shortstop, outfield eligible. Mentioned him already. Going down to the low threes now and into the twos, Akil Badu's 32 versus Lance Lynn. He's another bit of a value. Parker Meadows is 3K versus Lynn. Meadows is slowed down, but he's there. Tyrone Taylor's 3K versus Waino. He'd be another guy to look at. You know, you got Yelich's day-to-day, so see if he's in the lineup. Obviously a play if he is. Gavin Sheets at 26. Again, not bad. Kierstead of Baltimore, if he's in the line, he's 25 versus Verlander. I'm not looking to target Verlander, but not a lot of value on the slate, so he kind of stands out. But yeah, other than that, not a ton in the value department, which it'll change when we see lineups, but it's pretty cool to see for now. Recapping your pitching, if you can pay for Freddie, pay for Freddie. Otherwise, you got Walk at 89, Jomo at 8K, Clev at 76, Wu at 72. Single entry, I'm going Montgomery. I'm going Clev Wu. Going Clev Wu. That's where we're going there. If you're stacking things up now, I don't mind some Chicago bats there versus Adon. That's a nice spot. Philadelphia versus Kyle Wright is a very good spot. But Milwaukee versus Waino is one of my favorites. I like that quite a bit. Boston can be sneaky versus Texas, but I like Texas versus Crawford as well. Houston versus Means is one of my favorites. Milwaukee and Houston kind of go with a little 1-2 punch there for you. Seattle versus Sears is intriguing. Love San Diego versus Ty Blotch. The Detroit LA game is a complete wild card GPP wise. That could blow up or be just a boring like 4-3 game or something and not crush it. So if I'm building my top stacks, it goes Milwaukee, Houston, San Diego. But you got Seattle, you got Boston, you got Philadelphia, you got the White Sox. That's why I said it's a really, really fun slate where you can mix and match a ton of ways. You can go home run hunting, you can go mini stacks, you can go big stacks, and go YOLO. You can pay up for pitching, you can pump pitching like I'm going to do. Really fun slate. It's not like one clear route at this point in time. That may change. Lineups, we're at the point of the year where guys are getting scratched all the time. So keep up with all the news. That's where the cheat sheet comes in handy, barring real work getting in the way, which it has the last couple of weeks, unfortunately. So it's not every single day like it should be, but there should be a cheat sheet on Monday, barring anything crazy. But that'll do it, folks. Again, I'm on Twitter at BDENTREK, BDENTREK, if you want to hit me up there. I'll see what I can do to help you. But for now, this was MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Monday, September 18th edition. I'm out.
Looking for a fun way to win up to 25 times your money this football season? Test your skills on Prize Picks, the most exciting way to play daily fantasy sports. Just select two or more players, pick more or less on their projection for a wide variety of statistics, and place your entry. It's as easy as that. If you have the skills, you can turn $10 into $250 with just a few taps. Easy gameplay, quick withdrawals, and an enormous selection of players and stat options are what make Prize Picks the number one daily fantasy sports app. Ready to test your skills? Join the Prize Picks community of more than 7 million football fans who have already signed up. Right now, Prize Picks will match your first deposit up to $100. Just visit prizepicks.com/get100. And use code GET100. That's code GET100 at prizepicks.com/get100 for a first deposit matchup to $100. PrizePicks, daily fantasy sports made easy.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.